Good day today. You know, we talked about yesterday, just the soreness coming out and pads and kind of working through it. But I believe they felt much better today. It was very competitive in all the situations. Good work done today. And saw some really good things going in with the game plan. So we'll have another day tomorrow.
Have you made a decision at right tackle?
Yes, Sam Young.
And what was the rationale?
Really? Just looking at, you know, I think when he truly is a right tackle. I told you before the reason with Wells was he had flexibility to play left and right. But at the right tackle spot, we just, as we looked at it, just wanted to confirm it. And yesterday we felt pretty good about Sam.
What did you see? He got a couple of starts earlier this year. What are some of the strengths that he has for you and some things?
Yeah, he's just very consistent. I think he plays with poise for the number of games he's played. And he just did some really good things as far as picking up pressures and pass rush. So he just, you know, put in a couple solid performances.
Does it help that he's got some experience? And because if you put in Wells and you've got three rookies, kind of.
That wasn't our thought process. It was just trying to find the best guy for us right now. And it was just Sam. You know, if Wells, you know, he might have an opportunity to play. And he did some good things last week. So that won't be an issue if he goes in there. We just felt Sam deserved this opportunity.
I'm not sure if this is something you can speak to or not, but just in case, Pastor going into the off season, is there a concern that that recovery could be substantial? Do you guys know that yet?
No. What was told to me was that the surgery went very well. You know, I just talked to Scott, and he had it yesterday, and he just said it went very well, and everything looks good for him. So I didn't get into too much detail about when, you know, he'll be back.
Is Marquise a guy that needed to feel or needed to have some success on the field before?
I think so. I think that in practice it was coming, but I think that, you know, he gets more reps, contributes to the team. I think a lot of times with guys, if they feel like they contribute, they gain confidence. And he felt like, you know, here I was, you know, maybe there's some expectations for me to do some things, and I don't feel like I'm meeting those expectations, and guys' minds can, you know, they can become confused almost and play with that anxiety. So I think when he went out there and played, had some success, contributed, that helped. That helped. But it all started with practice, you know, putting together a couple good weeks of practice. You know, I remember in London, he was going in the end zone in practice, and he tweaked his ankle. And, boy, I think he sat out the rest of practice. It kind of bothered him. Yesterday, he caught a pass, and he kind of, you know, I don't know if it was his ankle. He kind of tweaked, and he felt it, ran a little bit, and went right back in. You know, ran a deep route and caught a pass. And it was, you know, just those things. I mean, you sit there and watch me say, that wouldn't have happened 3 weeks ago. You know, so he's just growing in so many ways. And I think he's just growing in confidence.
What kind of focus then do you put on the division? You know, when you're facing the division?
Well, it's, you know, it's a
greater emphasis?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question because, you know, it's still an opportunity, you know, and just like, how about playing at home, Gus? You know, how important is it to play at home and capture every home opportunity? And how important is it to capture every division opportunity? So we have talked about playing at home, you know, and owning that. And division opponents, we mentioned that this is a division opponent, and it's good, and we have an opportunity. But I think as our team matures and handles it, I think you might see us talk more and more about those things like a division opponent. You know, because I think for us, it's maybe the teaching is to make sure you concentrate on the process and not the end result. What are we looking for? And I think that's just learning trust that the team, that they can handle that. And so we haven't talked much about this being a division opponent, more so just about a great opportunity to get at home.